You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and I'm on the phone with a special guest talking about the upcoming Johannes Festival, which happens in the summertime in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to celebrate Finnish-American heritage. And I have the director of the Finnish-American Heritage Center from Finlandia University, Jim Kurti, on the phone. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning to you as well.
Yeah. So we're talking about the upcoming Johannes Festival, the Midsummer Festival in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We spoke last year about this and how important it is to get out there and really enjoy and learn about the traditions and the festival itself. And there's a lot of offerings that are to take in as entertainment and also some events that you can learn from. Jim, could you speak to us a little bit about some of those events coming up?
Certainly. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's both learn and enjoy. And what better way do we enjoy but by, you know, learn but by enjoying? And so we have two components that are opportunities for really serious learning. And one is the Yohiko, both building and playing workshops. Yohiko is an obscure instrument in Finland. It's a folk instrument that's related to the lyre. And when you're playing the yohiko and you're running the bow across it, you're manipulating the strings with the backs of your fingers. It's sort of a drone sound, but for some reason it's becoming a very popular sound again. So this is the first time I think that yohiko building has been an opportunity anywhere in the U.S., and certainly we have the first yohiko band here in the Copper Country that there's ever been in the United States. The second is this group coming from Finland, and they are it's a music teacher and her students, and so the students are all about 18 to 23, and so the sound is traditional, and yet it's very young and very bright, vibrant. They're going to teach us the folk traditions from their particular area of Finland, and also they're going to teach a workshop, a dance workshop, based on the minuet. And the minuet, which started out in castles and in large homes, eventually became the inspiration for a lot of folk dance, especially Scandinavian and Finnish folk dance. And so there's a correlation between the folk dance tradition and the minuet. So they're going to give some lessons on that. So we think that it's a very important time because we don't typically have these kinds of opportunities, and we would encourage people to look into those classes and supporting them.
Absolutely. And we will say the festival takes place starting June 22nd, Friday, and that runs throughout that weekend as well. We can say, too, the festival programming gets underway Saturday the 23rd with the raising of the Midsummer Pole, as well as having some of those music ensembles performing. And something that I thought was interesting about the yohiko, it's described here as the instrument people hate to love. So that's kind of interesting. But I will also say that droning music, droning sounds, has a bit of a modern take to it too. So it sounds like people could really apply some of the ancient sounds too, maybe some modern day sounds too. So it's really cool. We can kind of cross some references there and cross some generations with these events too. Can you speak to us a little more about the Finnish folk band as well? And maybe pronounce that for me, because the other part of this release that I see here, there's a Finnish band that will spice up Johannes, and they're described as Finland's Spice Girls.
Well, we stretch their name a bit. Jeppo is a community in Finland, and it is a community that is highly Swedish-speaking. There are certain areas of Finland that are more Swedish-speaking than Finnish. Mm-hmm. And so their name is actually in the Swedish language, and it Jeppo Kredona basically means the spice of Jeppo, the thing of Jeppo that gives, you know, some interest. So we applied that into what Americans would be intrigued by, so we're calling them the Spice Girls of Finland. And if you've seen the photos of them or seen videotape of them performing, you can see that it will spice things up to see these talented, beautiful young women playing traditional music in a very contemporary way.
Absolutely. And you had mentioned, too, that they are led by a Sibelius Academy graduate and also a native of Yeppo as well. And we will say, too, this band was founded in 1994, so they're no fly-by-night group. They've been around for a while, and they're serious about what they do while having a little bit of a fun name there, too. And we're really representing the region's music as well. And they'll be helping out with some folk school programming as well, and leading a folk music workshop, I see.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They're going to do a folk music workshop, and that workshop will more or less be dictated by who shows up. So you're encouraged, if you're sort of a dabbler in music, or if you're quite proficient, show up with your instrument, and there's enough of them that they can meet the needs of everyone who's there. And I think they're going to teach a couple tunes from Yeppo.
Sure. And where can folks find out more information about maybe registering for these classes and taking in these concerts?
Well, because it's a festival that has so many components to it, I think the best thing to do would be check us out on our Facebook page, which is the Finnish American Heritage Center Facebook page, or one of the our pages that are there on the Finlandia University pages. You can pretty much find us by Googling. And I think there you can find a lot of information about all the schedules of the classes and then the performances. You know, it'll begin with the Saturday morning when we raise the Midsummer Pole. This is the first time we're raising the pole actually at the event.
Okay.
We've always done it ahead of time, so it'll be a bit of history this time, and mm-hmm. Yeppo Credona will be there to perform and add, you know, with the music. So
yeah, that sounds like a really special event to kind of help christen the event and really get the program underway. And we will say, too, the Johannes is an annual celebration of Finlandia University's Finnish American Heritage Center that incorporates the Finnish American Folk School and their workshops into kind of a festival atmosphere in a few different locations through the Upper Peninsula here, also made possible by a grant from the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation, and with a goal of creating a new generation of tradition bearers in the Copper Country and beyond for Finnish and also some Swedish music and its history as well. And I'm speaking on the phone with Jim Kurti, the director of the Finnish American Heritage Center. Jim, is there anything else that you'd like to add about the festival?
The festival is made so that a lot of people can enjoy it. You know, we have locations in Hancock, Toivola, out in Jacobsville at the historic chapel, so people can bump into this festival near them, or come to all of it would be excellent. But we're trying to highlight the old traditions of Midsummer. Midsummer was, for many people, it was an important religious holiday. It was a time for gathering. It was a time to also build these bonfires, and the people out in Toivola have been doing this since 1890s. And then it's a way of celebrating by raising this Midsummer Pole, which is found in Western Finland. And they're celebrating the Heritage Center, which is really intent on keeping Finnish American culture alive.
Absolutely. And like you had mentioned, too, if you're listening to this, make sure you also take a look at the Facebook page for the Finnish American Heritage Center. You can find details about the Johannes Festival as well as the center itself, and find out all about how you can get involved with the Johannes Midsummer Festival starting Friday, but it'll be Friday, June 22nd here in the Upper Peninsula. Jim, thank you so much for speaking to us today about the Johannes Festival and everything that's happening.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.